Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Greater Journey, Americans in Paris, by David McCullough. Read by Edward Herman and David McCullough.
Part 1, Chapter 1. The Way Over. The thought of going abroad makes my heart leap. Charles Sumner. They spoke of it then as the dream of a lifetime, and for many, for all the difficulties and setbacks encountered, it was to be one of the best times ever. They were the first wave of talented, aspiring Americans, bound for Paris in what by the 1830s had become steadily increasing numbers. They were not embarking in any diplomatic or official capacity, not, as had, say, Benjamin Franklin or John Adams or Thomas Jefferson in earlier days. Neither were they in the employ of a manufacturer or mercantile concern. Only one, a young writer, appears to have been in anybody's pay, and in his case it was a stipend from a New York newspaper. They did not see themselves as refugees or self-imposed exiles from an unacceptable homeland. Nor should they be pictured as traveling for pleasure only, or in expectation of making some sort of social splash abroad. They had